It is the ultimate face-off of Queen Bees, Stassi and Ariana. It's about to be a what? Girl fight!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Ooh, pop your shoulder, boys!
So good.
Okay, so
good.
The battle of the blondes and the brunettes.
I needed to like...
It's like a dance off.
Oh my gosh. The tea is actually spilling. The tea is spilling.
Table shaking.
So much is going on. Table shaking. Wow. What an episode. Very crazy. Let's get right into it. But before we get into the discussion, we want to introduce ourselves. If you guys haven't seen us before, I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me on social sites at Teague DP, T-I-E-G-E-D-P, real weird. Anyways, to my left is my fave, blonde on the panel.
Hi guys, I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
Hey guys, I'm Sarah Sirio, and you can follow me at S-Sirio.
Yes, and I'm Stacey Olivas. You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. Yeah.
Like,
girl fight. Popping those shoulders.
So good. This just really gets me
throwback.
Ready to do cardio.
This is
or
like
something.
A total yeah. La La jam, and I'm ready to just
yes!
like, pop, pop, pop.
She's
somebody.
Like, pop, 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 pop.
That rat tail.
That rat with the rat tail.
With the rat tail.
You can't
yes.
really pop, pop without the rat tail. Yeah.
And
that
her,
is La La.
Her Teapot bikini.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, she's really got all the style. We didn't see her a lot this week, which is sad because, you know, she brings the drama. However, I'm sure we'll see her in the next few weeks. Oh, anyways, sure. Let's get right into it. Okay, so we're going to go topical this week because there are some things we need to get into. First of all, let's just dive into the juiciest thing that happened this week and kind of the dirty, but like, you know, I feel like Ariana is changing in our eyes. But the first topic we're going to talk about is Ariana and Stassi. It's this big face-off. We're starting to see. We always knew that they didn't love each other. However, Ariana is really not faking or pretending anymore. And she's kind of just going all in. What do you guys think about this whole thing?
She just turned into a hater, I feel like. Because Stassi was just throwing a party for Lisa. And why are you going to, like, be a brat about it? And this is your job also. So it just doesn't make any sense. And Stassi's not even being mean to her anything.
No!
She's just being...
You fought me so hard weeks ago when
I said I didn't like Ariana.
She was a little bitchy. I called her out on it. And you were like, no, I think she's so cool. I think she's so down to earth. See? Here we go. Now everybody gets to see the Ariana that I have seen for seasons.
I think that she is acting like a little grade schooler, and like she is like whatever Stassi does, she's mad about. You know, you have that person that just kind of annoys you, and when they do something, you're like, I hate that they just ate that chocolate bar in front of me because they're the worst. You know, I feel like she's playing that game, and I'm like, let's grow up a little bit.
Stassi's actually tried to be her friend on numerous occasions and like reached out, and she's continued to like dismiss her and not like she just doesn't like her. She's made up her mind. She's not changing it. Regardless, but I feel like in this instance, like, I don't know, you were kind of paid to get along with her and not just be so rude.
Yeah, I think she's just, like, super set in her ways and isn't willing to change or even try, or she just seems a little prudish. She came off, like, I'm not trying to say this, and, like, a lot older than she is. Mm-hmm. In the way of her just like she just seemed really like closed and like
the word is entitled, which is the exact word
she used
to describe Stassi in the beginning of the episode. She said Stassi's very entitled, but then she came off very entitled, being like, what, I have to come here and be a bartender and make drinks? It's like, yeah, you're a bartender. That's what you're hired to do.
I wrote that down because when she said, I'm here, like, muddling the drinks and making them, I was thinking, you are a bartender.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the definition. You make drinks and serve them. It's, like, not... You clearly love it. You have a book about it.
Yeah.
You're so dedicated. So I don't understand why she was so... upset and confused about it all.
I don't get it. And it's like, I think that Lisa has a good point, and I think that you just touched on it, is that they do have similar personalities, Stassi and Ariana. And so it's almost another one of those situations where if you think, you know, you see something about yourself that in somebody else that you don't like. I don't know. It's just this weird thing. Like, I think they're kind of similar.
And maybe competitive. Maybe Ariana's just hating on Stassi right now because she's doing, I mean, she's doing bigger things than maybe Ariana's
doing. And Ariana's still bartending.
Yeah.
See where you're coming from when you say that about Stassi and Ariana. I just feel like Stassi owns it, and Ariana owns it too, but Stassi, I think, is willing to apologize.
Totally.
And willing to see someone else's perspective, where I don't think Ariana quite knows how to do that, or maybe just doesn't want to.
Right.
So there's just a difference there.
I don't think she wants to.
Yeah.
And it's a shame, too, because I do really like Ariana, but this episode especially, I was like, why are you being like that? That's not the girl that I, like, love. Like, no, I feel she's like she's like usually...
different.
Yeah, she's usually, like, the girl that's, like, just the cool girl who's nice to everybody and just, like, is kind of a peacemaker. But this was not her this episode.
But she's hating on her podcast. She's hating on the events she's throwing, you know? So
you know what? It might be a jealousy thing.
It is a jealousy thing.
I mean, it totally could be. Probably is.
No, it's totally a jealousy thing. But it's like, you choose to still work at Sir. You choose to release a cocktail book and not capitalize off of that opportunity. Like, that's all that's all on you. She had me for one episode when she was talking about, you know, her body and she was insecure. And I was like, okay, there's a human in there.
Yes.
But now I'm just like, I'm done.
And she chooses to date someone who isn't clearly about her. Sorry, I was laughing and I was trying to choose my words wisely. Isn't clearly about her. So she's just having issues and isn't expressing them.
Yeah, well, okay, so should we dive into the podcast topic then?
Yes.
Because Ariana is the one who brought this up and who is kind of hating on Stassi's podcast. So I listen to Stassi's podcast, and I'm sure all of us do, and a lot of you guys do too. And you know, I think that's one thing we all know about Stassi is that she doesn't hold back, and that's why we love her. And I think sometimes people take things she says out of context, and I'm not here to defend her or whatever. But I think that, you know, Ariana putting in Billy's head, like, you should be worried or nervous, I think that's just rude in general. Not even, like, to say what Stassi says is right or wrong, but I think it's rude to set up somebody before they're going to go, you know, talk to... You know, Stassi.
Yeah, you're trying to
That's rude.
You're trying to taint their opinion before they've even gone in and had an experience that you've had or whatever. And I think, like, look, people make insensitive comments. It's not to defend her, defend what she says, but there's a way to go about it. I think Stassi has been, and we've seen this time and time again, very receptive to feedback, and she's taken the criticism, and she's, you know, changed based off of that. And I just think you can convince somebody else to change their behavior, whether it's entitled or ignorant or however you want to phrase it, by coming at it with more empathy and being like, look, I think what you said was wrong and I want to teach you something and here's my perspective and this is how I feel. You're going to get so much further like that than bashing somebody and talking smack about them, because now I'm sure Stassi doesn't want to hear what Ariana has to say, you know, because she just ripped her down without even hearing her out.
Yeah, for no apparent reason. Yeah. I mean, there was a reason, kind of, she said it, but there was no reason for her to go out of her way to try to stop Billy from going on her show. It's like...
It's just because Billy's getting ahead of her, and Ariana's never been on the podcast.
Ariana wants to tear everyone down in the process that's going moving up higher.
There's just no need for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's just like this different side of Ariana that I just don't really want to see.
I still want to know who Billy sleeps with, because she,
she's making it
into the storyline. Yes. I'm like, but she hasn't slept with anybody. Like, that's how you get on the show. Sleep with one of the guys.
I think that we all know something's going to happen with Billy because we keep seeing her, but we don't really know like what, why. And I know that the producers are doing this on, you know, for a reason. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we're talking to Billy's PR and we are hoping to get her not this coming week, but the one after. So hopefully, oh wait, it might be next week. Oh, I don't know. Anyways, but we, I don't know. I gotta look at my emails. However, we are working on getting her in here. So maybe she'll give us a little bit of tea.
Yeah, hopefully. She seems really nice and sweet. So
yeah, so exciting. Yeah. Okay, next topic. Katie and Kevin Lee. This was kind of tough to hear. Kevin Lee... Which is so funny to me, like, that openly, not did she hear he was saying stuff about her weight. He says in front of her, you're not looking so good.
Yeah.
As what happened?
You know, you just gained some weight, you're not looking good, and as a friend, I wanted to tell you, which, some tokens I can see where he's coming from. Like, I guess as a friend, if I'm totally delusional, maybe tell me.
I mean, look, I get if a true friend, you want them to come in and say, look, you know, you want them to give you feedback, constructive feedback, not to do it in that, like, Kevin Lee's not her friend. I mean, Kevin Lee's one to talk. I mean,
right.
He doesn't look so hot himself, but, like, it's true. I mean, come on, none of us would sleep with him, let's be real. So, my point is, like, he was not the one, like, for him to phrase it like that as, I'm just trying to be your friend, and I'm just trying to give you, you know, a hint, maybe you should lose some weight, you've gained a lot, like, come on, like, it was bitchy. I mean, that's the theme this week. It was bitchy. Yeah. It was inappropriate. And, like, you don't tell the waitress that, like, or the
He just wanted a line on the show this episode.
Yeah, it's also, no, like,
I think he was just, he didn't realize, because if you, there, you don't see it on scene. They caught it on her mic.
So they didn't even see it.
I don't think he did it because he was aware that he was even being filmed, or I don't think he was even aware that it was caught on mic. But then that's just a stupid thing on his end.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, that's just, there's a time and a place if you want to say something like that to someone who's your friend.
Yeah.
And that just was not it at all.
Right, not when you know there's cameras there. But I do think it is interesting. I don't think he was intending it to be on camera because he wasn't even on camera. It was they were just picking up mic feed and trying to get the best angle that
they could. And, like, Lisa was in shock because she didn't think that he would ever say something like that, but
I mean, that was a little bit of some faux shock. I mean, I kind of believe he would say something like that, but you know, I really like the way that she stood up for her and it opened up the floor for Katie to share her story.
Yeah, totally. Which I had no idea.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know that happened to her.
No. I mean, that is crazy. And you know, I like Katie this season a lot, and I also just love Lisa. I mean, every time she speaks, I'm like, I want to work there not because we want to be in the background.
I've seen that
in the comments. That's not what we're going for. I would like to work for Lisa because it's like, she just takes you in as, like, a mom.
Yeah.
She gives you just, like, she just makes you feel so much better about yourself. She's just great. I just love her.
Yeah, I loved her comment about Stassi where she's like, is Stassi, you know, a little bitch sometimes? Is Stassi a little brat? And has she given me a lot of trouble over the years? Yes, but is she a bigot? Is she actually racist? Yeah. She's like, no, and for somebody to say that about her, it's not right because I wouldn't tolerate it here at Sir.
Right.
I like that she defends them. She calls them out when they need to be called out.
Totally.
Absolutely.
She's totally like a mom. Mama bear.
Yeah. She's mama bear.
Yeah.
She's the ultimate mama bear. Okay, should we move right into the next?
Yes.
Okay, so Jax is late. You know, are we surprised?
What's new?
Well, Jax is late, and then Brittany is late. Was Brittany working?
No, that's what she was just attending.
Okay. Yeah,
but they needed her, too, because of Jax. But can I just say something?
Go. Yes.
When Brittany walked in, like, when then everyone was like, where's Jax? And Stassi was like, he was supposed to be here. And she just kind of was like, her reaction just seemed a little like, yeah, well, he's just home.
She was kind of defending him.
I didn't know. I was just weirded out. I was weirded out. Everybody's reactions were weird. And I think her reaction was weird. I think Jax was weird. Like, oh, yeah, sorry. And like, but I don't know. Brittany's reaction was weird. And I can't pinpoint why.
Because I feel like if I was coming in and my boyfriend was late,
I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, this is what he was doing if I knew.
Yes.
Or I'd be like, yeah, let me call him. Like, he told me he was coming.
Right.
But she was just like,
yeah.
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 Isn't that weird?
Becoming very entitled, all of these people, I feel like. Because they're like, now we're reality stars. I feel like they're getting more, like,
that's always been the thing.
I know, but it seems like it's increasing as time goes on.
No, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, go. I think you have a point to an extent. I'm not sure I see that necessarily in Brittany. I think, I don't know, well, now that she's still with Jackson, the whole, like, I eat my words as they came out. But I think, I also loved how they made her get behind the bar, and then Lisa made Pandora and Max get behind the bar, and she's like, because Jax is not here, we need all these 10 people to get behind the bar and serve drinks. I'm like, but Jax was only one person. Not to defend him, he's still a jerk.
Yeah, and it was only 30 minutes. However,
it was an hour.
Jax,
an hour? It was an hour.
Oh, he said it was only 30
yeah. It's only 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. But
oh my gosh, you see what he did to me?
And then
he tricked me.
You got jazzed.
And he even found an excuse as to like, oh, I'm just serving rich people with Bentleys. It's not like I'm helping children. He like flipped the script again.
No, you're not just serving.
Woe is me.
Yeah, you're not just serving drinks to rich people. You're being paid. Like, this is your job. Yes.
I know. I'm like, you're 38 years old. This is your job. Do you know how many people would love to work for Lisa Vanderpump and right. like want yeah. your job? It's just like, and how, oh my gosh.
Okay.
I just can't.
It's weird. And you know what? I'm just going to go back to the Britney reaction for just 5 seconds yeah. because okay. I kind of want to figure out what the heck. Do you think something was happening before? Like they were together before? Or like there was something that they didn't tell us? Because it's just, it was such a weird reaction.
Right?
Like,
I know.
It like just, she was unfazed. And if it was me, I'd be like, oh my God, you know, Lisa, I'm so sorry. I'll do whatever I can. Do you want me to do this? And what she did, but it just came out in a different tone. It was like, was what, like, do you want me to do something?
Even Brittany was like, I'm a little you know? Bit late. Because it started at 6:30, right?
Yes.
Or she needed,
well, I think the event probably started at 7, and since he got there at 7:30, that's why he's like, I was only 30 minutes late.
Got
he was asked to be there early, and normally when you're working an event, you need to be there an hour to 30 minutes
I
early.
I don't know.
I think they just probably got in a huge fight, and he was like, you better not say crap to anybody.
You know what? Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was a fight, and she's like, I'm not talking about Sign Hammer anymore, because she keeps digging herself in a hole, because she keeps being with this guy, and maybe that was it.
Yeah,
and they didn't arrive together.
Yeah,
it was just weird.
But my favorite line was, where's your boyfriend, Satan? I love that.
My favorite she's line was when we opened the show and Stassi's talking to James and she's like, so are you bringing your boyfriend?
Oh, that was a quote. Yeah.
There was another quote from Jax. It was like, what was, oh, I'm going to look it up. It was, I'll look it
was
up.
Was it the one about, like, Jax, your heart, like, you're a little too old to be taken on this much stress.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a good one, too. There were some good... Wait, we should start doing, like, our favorite...
There were good lines.
There were so many good lines.
There were really good lines in this episode.
I liked this one. They've all fighted with each other.
Oh, yeah. Fighted is not a word.
They've all fighted with each other.
Oh, my gosh. And I just need to say something in that shot of him talking one-on-one with his shoes off. I'm a huge feet and hand person.
Mm-hmm.
Jax
like
Taylor.
You're into it or you're
no.
not?
No. Like, it's a fetish. Like, they need to have good hand. Like, it's something I look at. And, oh, my God, his feet. That would just give me a reason.
Were they crusty? I didn't even see that.
Him. He had, like, bunions going on. Nothing against it. I know people who do. But, listen... Sorry, I just needed to.
Wait, when did we see his
feet? I didn't see that. Corona.
When he chipped his tooth and he was talking, he was like, oh, he was like, yeah, I took my shoes off. And he was like, I'm not the only one that's cheated or fought, whatever he said.
Fighted.
It was a hard hillbilly moment. Like, he got a little too Kentucky for me.
Yeah, and it's funny because he's like, he was mocking Britney.
When he tried to do her accent,
it was actually pretty spot on.
He just has no right in saying the comments he says. And how he thinks he can have the same leeway as everyone else. That is just what...
I can't. But I can't with him. You guys want to talk about the drama with him and Kristen?
Yeah, go for
sure.
It.
Because I think that I think the producers wanted this to blow up a bit more.
Yeah.
However, it was blundered by... I don't even know if that's a word. Oh, gosh. Because I just made fun of Jax for not knowing vocab, and then I just think I made up a word.
It's okay.
But I think it was stifled.
Possibly.
By Britney, because she was like, hey, we're not doing this. We're done. You know, I do think that Kristen is a friend. And whether, you know, bringing out, I mean, she admitted that bringing out the family was for a reason. Mm-hmm. However, it didn't go as planned. But I think that she's just a good friend. I think
it's okay. What do you guys think about Kristen has slept with Jax? That's one of your closest friends slept with your boyfriend.
Yes.
Does anyone feel like that's weird at all?
All of them have. I mean, Stassi.
They've all slept with Jax.
Yeah, it's like
it is. It may be to some, but it's
the prerequisite to enter the group.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just feel like there was nothing there.
Yes. No.
So no.
I'm sorry. I couldn't. I couldn't. I wouldn't be able to.
Won't do that.
Can't do the bunions.
No. I can't do that.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I mean, I thought it was going to get a little bit, you know.
Drinks being thrown.
But you can see it in Jax's eyes. They, like, turn black.
They literally, he gets so into it and, like, looks so aggressive and is just, like, focused in.
He's the Incredible Hulk.
When he just, like, gets so, like, angry. What is hurting you here?
Yeah, there's some deep pain buried here. Under there.
There's something here. Yeah.
But you know what? He even said he sees what he can get.
We're doing Reiki.
Yeah, we're doing Reiki. That's a reference.
Yeah, sorry. We're not like...
No.
calling on someone.
No, okay.
I think we could call all the forces on Jax. He needs all the prayers and spirits. Yeah,
all those
and
demons need to get... He needs to be saved.
He needs to get back.
The holy water.
Jason.
Back to Jason.
anybody else think that, like, calling him Jason makes him seem like he's a...
Serial killer? Murderer?
Makes it that seem much creepier? Like he has dual personality for sure.
Yes.
Like that movie Split.
Yes.
That's Jax.
That's Jax.
I feel like we all have like a name we prefer to be called in bed. But I don't know if Jason's that sexy.
No, Jason, I know.
It makes you kind of cringe looking at him and then like thinking he's a Jason. You're like, but Jason's like a little too like normal of a name for such a sleaze bag.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It should be like Candy.
Candy with a K.
Candy. With a K and an I.
A K and an I.
But I do love... I actually have a friend named Candy, so I'm not dissing Candy. however. Okay, so brothers. That's our next topic. Brothers. Tom's brother is coming to town, the triplets. Mm-hmm. I thought that they were going to do crazier stuff. I thought it was...
Yawn. There another was... waste of the Bravo budget.
Yeah. And times three.
Times
three. I thought it was fun. I thought that they were cute.
They could have touched up their eyebrows, too.
Yes. Who couldn't, you know?
I just think they did better than they did last season, because they came on last season for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't talk at all. They talked a little bit this time.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just bringing on family members so the family members can be something.
Is it getting that, like, the storyline dying that much?
Know.
Where they're going to have to start bringing
looking
like,
for new cast members.
Grandma, like...
Because it was so... That interaction with James and them at the club when they were like, can we request a song? I just felt like that was so weird and staged, and it's like, didn't need to happen.
I thought that was like actually hilariously cute and like a small town question. Like, I so mean, can you put on, my favorite song, Britney Spears? Hit me, baby, one more time. I really like that one. You know, I don't know. And they don't have an accent, so I just made that up as well. But, you know, I don't know. I thought it was cute. I thought crazier stuff was
too healthy. For this.
They promoted it, and I thought it was going to be this crazy thing.
Yeah.
But
like,
Katie
take
was
them
cool.
To the strip club. Do something. Like, the most they did, they gave them haircuts, and, like, Tom Sandoval tried to, like, style them, but he didn't really, all he did was dress them in all black suits, and then all the same, like, their three-year-old triplets, like, they're
and the
grown
most,
men. Don't dress them alike.
And, like, the most, the most, like, dramatic thing was the shot of, like, oh, my gosh, they got hair on the carpet. That was, like, the most dramatic thing. I was, like, what are we doing? This is going to be an issue.
Can I just say that Tom Sandoval, literally, I feel like that he looked just so happy. And, like, that was his, he loves to do it.
Yeah, it was cute.
He's so...
Well, because he's not doing it regularly. Yeah.
Everyone needs to be him and just find happiness in yourself.
Right?
And dressing triplets.
Okay, we're going to go on to Reiki.
Kelsey,
the Reiki instructor. And I've never done Reiki. Zach is more well-versed.
I've done Reiki. I didn't know they come with free lap dances.
Yeah, like between the legs.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that there's, like, choreography when we're talking about our spirits. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is a West Hollywood Reiki session.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I just feel as if Kelsey was just a little bit too close for comfort for me.
She was feeling it.
Yeah. She was feeling it.
I mean, I thought at some point she was going to be like, okay, we have demons inside you. I need to, like, stick my tongue in there to get them out.
Yeah.
That's how into him she obviously was.
For sure. I thought, because Jax referred to her as, like, one of his therapists,
mm-hmm.
I thought therapists, like, sat down and, like, talked to you.
Across from each other.
But I just didn't know.
And it's just tapping him.
I thought she was going to start tapping him with her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was going to happen soon. That happened.
Tapping.
They just didn't catch it.
Yeah, they just didn't catch it.
That would be next week's storyline.
And it also seems like she knows him, like, almost too well. It seems like she knows him more than just Reiki sessions knowing him. I don't know. I just feel like they...
She knows him as Jason.
I just love that. But it's like now she has a storyline. Just like everyone else has made their way in. It's like
Jax is the easiest way to get in. I mean, we've decided that.
He is. But I feel like we have so many cast members as it is that they're barely getting time that I don't think we need time to be flying out everybody's family every week.
We need more Lala this episode. She is fun.
Yeah, Lala's a pop drama queen, and I really like it. We need her back.
I mean, she tried to have a scene when they were talking, when she was talking to Billy about Stassi,
yes.
And Stassi, like, shut that down. She's like, no, we're not talking about this. She actually was a grown, more mature Stassi and shut down the drama while she was working.
CEO Stassi.
Literally.
I'm into it.
Yeah, and seeing Stassi be so emotional about those allegations does make you, like, realize, like, she doesn't mean it, you know? Yeah. I know there's a lot of Stassi haters out there, but I think she is genuinely sorry when stuff like that happens and people, like, take what she says out of context or whatever. So, you know, hey. Okay, is it time for tea time?
Tea time!
It is tea time. We've got some crazy things we need to talk about. Zach, roll us in.
Okay, so first in tea time, well, actually the most recent, or let's start with let's talk about the pasta.
Okay.
To bring back the pasta. Because we are very, you know, normal people. So we thought when they were talking about the pasta that we were actually talking about the pasta.
Yes.
But apparently people on Twitter know that pasta is code for cocaine.
Is this the LA thing?
I mean, I guess
so. I didn't know that. I grew up here. I did not even know that.
No, I didn't. Oh, I just know.
Like, well, I've had some pasta in my day.
No, I just know it has, like, different names. Code names.
Yeah, apparently this is one of the new code names. So everybody was tweeting that's why James got so upset was because the pasta was code for cocaine. And they were saying that Brittany, what's her name? I can't even remember.
Lala?
Raquel. Allegedly. See, nobody remembers her. Raquel. It was her pasta. But Lala's come out and she's like, no, Lala, don't mess with that. She got all pop again.
I love a good pop, Lala.
She's like, Lala, don't mess with that. Don't be saying Lala does that. You know, she's talking to herself in the third person.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Mama Lala. You know, and they are, like, really dragging this out. I mean, Raquel just posted that picture that was by probably a professional photographer. In her kitchen with the pasta. I'm like, yeah, I think we're done with the storyline.
The pasta's over.
The pasta's over. No matter what you guys are talking about. Yeah.
Pasta's old.
Cheeky the night of, and then afterwards it's like, but it took her a while to get the joke, guys.
Yes.
Took her a week before she's like, wait, this is funny.
Let's hire a photographer and get some pics and, you know.
James is like, I know somebody.
We did not see a lot of the storyline about Logan and James this week. Why was that shut down? I wanted to see what's going to go on.
I think James wants it to be shut down.
Yeah.
Isn't there something that happened recently
between
Logan and James?
Yeah.
Maybe someone hurt.
Yes. Yes, Zach, tell us.
So that's the next item in tea time. That's the next tea we're about to steep. So apparently it's tea.
Cute.
Thank you. You actually have tea. I love it.
Yeah, it's real. Green tea.
I have water. Mine is flavorless tea.
Oh, okay.
So apparently Logan put on Instagram that he was ending his friendship with James. This was after the episode last week, ending his friendship with James because James punched him at a nightclub and broke his nose.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, you know, scandalous enough. But then the next day Logan came out and said, no, I was hacked. That didn't really happen. I'm still in love with James.
Wow. Is this a Brittany Jax relationship we see coming?
We ad-libbed.
What he meant.
However, that's just, I mean, who hacks?
You're not like that.
Right?
You're not going to be hacked.
You're not Kim K.
You're not Kim K.
Was it a late night post?
Were you drunk?
It was a late night post. They had gone out the night before. There was a photo of them all out together the night before. And then it was late into the night that went up. And it wasn't like a tweet. You know how like a tweet is just text? It was like a screenshot of a notes on your phone. You know, you can open the notes app and type it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a screenshot of that was posted on his Instagram. Mm-hmm. So like this was like effort that went into to hacking.
I'm gonna say true.
He was punched in the face?
I'm gonna say he posted it.
Yeah. I'm gonna say he posted it and I'm not sure if he was punched in the face, but I just think he's trying to just stay relevant.
Yeah. He said that things got a little rowdy, but his nose was not broken.
I think it's true, and I think James is scared right now because a lot of things are coming out.
I think he would, Logan, I and do he's, think well, that James
everything
would,
but him.
Yeah.
James would get, like, physical. I do think that he would, like, maybe slap him or hit him. I don't know if he would straight up punch him in the nose.
Well, we
I
saw him get, like, James. Very aggressive but, with Kristen when they were together, and he would get drunk.
Yeah. You know, I just, I don't want the storyline to go away because we do need some answers. And we have
more
been,
this week.
Right? I wanted more this week. What are they fading us out on that?
I feel like it might pick up. I'm hoping it might pick up again because, like, I didn't want to see the Faith storyline, but this one I want to see because it's a lot juicier.
Yes, this one I want to see. And so we're still talking to Logan, by the way. We are in the DM convo, and Logan is saying that he just has to figure some stuff out, but he will hopefully be making an appearance on our show.
Let's
send
him to the Reiki therapist. He can figure a lot of stuff out there.
That might be a good idea, yeah.
Or maybe he's waiting for the nose to heal.
Nose to heal, maybe. Or maybe he's just trying to see, like, how they're going to play out the storyline. Because
I feel like this episode was just a leeway, and I hope something big has to come.
I want something big to come. And I feel like even if you were punched in the nose, like, that's a great thing to happen here in West Hollywood. Like, when you're punched in the nose, then you don't have to say, like,
typical,
I got a nose job because,
exactly.
You know, like, you can be like, oh, I got punched in the nose, and then, you know, the doctor just happened to fix it and make it prettier than it was before.
Yeah.
Like, that's your perfect segue to get a nose job.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. He probably asked James, and James was like, of course, baby.
Too much fun in bed, and got crazy.
Get out of here! What's the next topic of TV?
Okay, this last one is probably the least exciting, at least not for everybody but Sheena.
Okay.
So, Rob spoke out to Us Weekly.
Yes.
Saying that he thinks they're going to get back together. That they're probably going to get back together.
When she comes back from Vegas or what?
Yeah, because everybody's giving her so much flack, saying that she's obviously way more into him than he's into her.
Oh, for sure.
So they asked him about it, and he's like, well, we'll probably end up getting back together.
That's like a pity. Like, okay, I'll get back with you, because
it also seems weird to me. It's like, when you actually really like somebody, like, there's no reason, even if you guys are in different states, there's no reason to be like, we can't speak, we're in a break, you know, and I don't know how the relationship works. However, I just think it's weird that they're even like, if you do like each other, why would you definitively make this weird break thing a thing?
Yeah.
You know, maybe you would just like, don't talk as much, but you're still post, I don't know, like, like you're together, like, I don't know
why, but to me it's like, I don't know why you need to post as much as you do to have that self,
right?
I don't know why you guys can't just be together and just maybe, I don't know, not sell it to a news article, you know?
But
totally.
It's also
just like
bringing him
trying,
yeah,
it's like, I personally don't care if you're gonna get back, just like make one definite thing and I'll be like, great, good, but don't don't do it back and forth. Because that's just what's a little
I think it's
annoying.
Keeping him relevant, too, though. Like, it's giving him attention. Who is he?
Yeah,
but the thing is, I feel like everyone's still like, who is he?
Yeah.
So it's not really working.
I followed him on Insta, which has been fun. He was in, let me just update you on what he's doing. So his life isn't as crazy as Vanderpump Rules casts. However, he was in San Francisco.
I did see that.
He's a host of, much like us, he's in the host community.
Ooh.
He is hosting for some show I think that he is a part of the production of, like Hello San Francisco. I might have been quoting this wrong. But he's hosting stuff. He's doing some stuff. So, you know, interesting. But I don't know.
I feel like Sheena's just like, you know, she's
know
the option when you're like, okay, if I don't find anybody better,
oh my God,
then I'll
Zach.
Pick you. So they'll probably end up together.
We'll see. We'll see. You know, I just wish that, like, I wish Sheena would just give
Come
dating.
Come on, Evan. You can't think that's way
that
off.
That is.
No, it's not.
I feel
off.
Like if she
no,
appears less
off.
Needy, then guys
yes,
will, like, commit
it's
to
just
her.
Like,
right.
Girl, who, you're in Vegas. Like, don't let anything, like, try to bring you down or hold you down and just, like,
she's got every
have fun.
Chip and Dale out there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know who's in Vegas,
like own
other
it.
Than, like,
and,
oh, yeah.
and that, I don't know. She wasn't in this episode that much, and I was like, okay, cool, great.
Yeah.
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 She can stay in Vegas.
You know, we'll see what happens with the whole Rob Sheena thing. But I do think, like, I would like to see her just date. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, when she dates, like, week two, she's like, I love you. Like first, and the boy's like, or guy, is like, I gotta go. You know?
Like, already first date, she's planning, like, wedding after the first date.
Yeah. She's like, oh. And she's like, well, if you want the dimensions of my finger, here they are, you know, for ring size. I don't know. I just think.
Yeah.
Could smell that from a mile away.
She just puts everything out there too soon.
She does. She does. Anyways, what do you guys think is going to happen next week?
Yeah, that's more than the power of manifestation that she needs.
Right.
She's like, I'm putting it out there, but it's like everyone's like, take it back.
Take it back. Okay, what do you think, Stacey? What's happening next week?
Here's our predictions. I think Lala's going to make a comeback. I think the Reiki... What did you say? Reiki? What the heck? How does it
Reiki?
Reiki? Reiki lady is going to also make a comeback. Probably have already hooked up with Jax. I think Logan... And I want to see more Logan and James. That's a good story.
Yeah.
I need to see too. More of that. Because mm-hmm. this episode was just...
Yeah.
We need more drama.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sarah. I want Kristen in it more. I don't think that's going to happen, though. She's just going to have her one-liners, which I'm totally fine with. But I want to see James and Logan play out just to know, like, what's happening, who's in the closet, who's out, who's in between. You know, we don't know. And I just kind of want the Jax and Brittany thing to end.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I feel like every week it's, like, another reason for them to not be together, and yet she keeps fighting for him, and, like, at this point, like, he has no redeeming qualities. Like, I want that to just end.
I just want
the storyline to be done.
Yes.
I'd like it to be done as well. Every time I see them talking, I'm like, It's not as compelling anymore because we know she's going to be with him.
And I know.
It's just, like, everything he does,
It's not that, like, fight for love that I think the producers were probably hoping for. It's more of, like, you know, when the girl's, like, sad and she's just so into him and you're like, but, sweetie, you could do so much better, which Kristen tried to tell her this week, and then Jax yelled at her for it. And then there's my point.
Right. Yep. Point proven.
Yes.
I am excited to see Ariana and Stassi have their little B-Day thing.
I forgot. Yep.
That's going to be dramatic, and I think it'll be juicy, and I think we're going to see the Patrick storyline play out. And I think we're going to see a lot of stuff. I think next week will be pretty juicy.
Stassi's birthday is always juicy.
Oh, yeah, it always is. It. It's like this annual event that everybody's so excited for. So I'm excited for it. Maybe we'll put birthday hats on.
Ooh.
Next week. Birthday
yeah. but thank you guys so much for joining us. You guys are honestly, seriously, so, so great. And we love you. And thank you guys for always getting in the comments. Let us know what you guys thought of this week's episode. Lots of juicy drama to come in the next week. Much. So keep us in the loop on everything you guys are up to. Because that seems fun. And if you want to follow us during the week, I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at Teague DP. So I'll see you there.
I'm Zach Peter, and you guys can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
Again, I'm Sarah Serio. Follow me at S-Serio.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
Yay! Yay! Thank you guys so much for joining us. You're the bomb. We'll see you next week. Bye. Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Talk to you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.